Tonight on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gather around the campfire and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, you might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Ray I Radio is brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Arm yourself at mossberg.com. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, home of the Black Diamond, Wild Turkey, Waterfowl, and Predator Choke Tubes at IndianCreekSS.com. Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky at DoveCreekWagyu.com. RTP Outdoors, home of Genesis No-Till Drill, Hunting Blinds, and UTVs. RTPOutdoors.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Okay, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. Get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to I on the Outdoors, coming to you from an undisclosed location, from a bunker deep within the Ozarks. Back at the studios in St. Louis in the bunker, we have Matty G and Kevy Kev running the controls. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Got a great show lineup for you on this Saturday morning. I'm going to talk about some of the old days in our radio show broadcasting. We're celebrating our 20th year on air with I on the Outdoors, and this week we're going to go back in time to 2011 with an interview with a special guest, a great friend, my turkey hunting brother, Mr. Gerald Betchy, editor of Outdoor Life. And we're going to discuss the launch of Chasing Spring in 2011, the Outdoor Life website, Outdoor Life magazine, and today's instant electronic media. This week's story time is going to be practical jokes in the outdoors. Great to be back with you all. Pull a chair up close to that campfire. A lot of things going on out there on this great, wonderful Saturday morning, February 23, 2019. We recently had some turkey calling contest. And down at the St. Louis Boat and Sports Show, we had the Mid-American Open Contest. And I have those results here for you this morning. Fifth place was Billy Yargis from Hannibal, Missouri. J.R. Latham from down around Eminence, Missouri. Josh Grossenbacher from up in Ohio way with Zinc Calls. He was third. Sean Wright was second place. And the winner, or local boy, Cody Harrison. Old Peaches won the Mid-America Open at the Convention Center. They had a friction contest and a name that's not unfamiliar with turkey calling, especially friction. Steve Morgenstein won that contest from up Kirksville way. Larry Nettles was second. Al Hooting, of course, our friend James Harrison, won that again, and second was Steve Morgenstein. Sponsors of this year's Mid-America Open were the Mossy Oak and the St. Louis Boat and Sports Show. They just finished up the NWTF 2019 Grand Nationals Calling Championships last weekend in Nashville, Tennessee. I have those results for you this morning. We were unable to get those to you last week. In fifth place was Dave Owens from Ackworth, Georgia. Fourth place was Dozer Dickinson. He's from Alabama. He was in fourth place. He had a score of 743. In second place was Josh Grossenbacher with 747. And the Grand National Champion is Jesse Martin. He won this also in 2017 from Mount Sterling, Kentucky, with a score of 757. Pretty much blew the field away. Great job. Congratulations to all the competitors, and especially a big congratulations to Jesse. We've had him on the show before. Great young man. Couldn't help but notice on a lot of the Facebook stuff, our good friend Ernie Calandrelli's been posting a lot of the old days stuff. We got Ben Lee, Paul Butsky, Billy McCoy, Terry Rahm. And I was looking at those, and I wanted to let you all know that I found something down in Alabama. Is the third annual Billy McCoy one-shot turkey hunt. That's March 15th at Mountain View Plantation down in Delta, Alabama. I wish I could attend that. Billy McCoy, of course, was a great friend, longtime friend. We shared a lot of campfires together and Miss Billy, and this looks like just a great event, and I wanted to bring that up. And we're going to get somebody on to talk about this event another time. And also, locally in our area, we have the Festus Crystal City Conservation Club 55th Annual, 55th, longest-running turkey call contest in Missouri. Turkey call and owl hoot, Saturday, March 9, 2019. Doors open at 5 p.m. Contest begins at 6. The guest host is none other than Ralph Dern, 5 pounds of possum. It's open to the public with free admission. Judging is done using 5 judges, it says. That's kind of unique. They have Poults, 9 years old and under, Jakes, 10 and 15. Amateur. This has a lot of history. At this particular contest, back in the day, like the late 60s, early 70s, is where I met Ralph Dern. Actually, I met his dad first, Bob Dern, Daddy Dern, as I call him. He came up to me after I'd called and said that his son calls with his voice. And that was either 71 or 72. Anyway, we became lifelong friends after that. Me and Ralph worked a lot of shows together and did a lot of camps, a lot of hunts together. Also, I find it interesting at this particular contest, this is the Festus Crystal City Conservation Club, is where I met Wayne Gendron for the first time. Wayne Gendron, and great caller, and met him at the contest, and later throughout the later years went to a lot of turkey calling contests together and seminars and shows. It's really neat. A funny story about this. In the old days, there was a lot of turkey calling contests around the state. Fredericktown, Steelville, Potosi, the Washington County contest. They were everywhere. Farmington had a contest. Deloge had a contest. You could go anywhere in the state during the spring. And some of these contests were during the turkey season. We would actually load up from turkey camp and go to a contest during turkey season. One year, Terry Rahm was down from Pennsylvania, and he was in our camp with us, and we went over to Viburnum. He won that turkey calling contest in Viburnum. That's been many years ago. Terry was just inducted into the NWTF Grand National Calling Championship Hall of Fame, actually. So he was the first winner of that contest. Pretty interesting, all the different people. I won this contest in 1979. I placed in it several times. But let me get back to this story. When we were running all these contests, myself, Kenny Mounts, we had Ed Jones, we had the Sumter Boys from Belgrade, Missouri. I could go on. This was prior to Walter Parrott. I didn't meet Walter until 1979 at a contest. And we were running all these contests from town to town, city to city, just barnstorming turkey calling contests. We'd even go down into Arkansas and call. Well, we were running around back in the day. There was a guy that came into the contest that always wore a suit jacket and had interesting hair, and his name was Leroy Bromgart, if that name sounds familiar. And he ran all the contests with all of us guys, and it was quite a character, actually. And we went to the Festus Crystal City Conservation Club, and Kenny Mounts walked up and said, "Hey, have you seen Leroy? He wasn't at Fredericktown. We haven't seen him." And I said, "No, I haven't seen him." And we were used to him being around at the contest with the callers. So some of the other guys mentioned something about that. And anyway, we got ready to go, and the MC at that night came out and said, we've got a great honor and a great surprise for everybody here. We have the national champion turkey caller here, and he's going to give you a demonstration." And he said, "Leroy Bromgart." And Kenny Mounts and both Ed Jones said, "Look, there's Leroy. He's up front." Leroy went from not placing in any of those contests with all of us guys running around to being up front telling everybody how to do everything. Of course, you know the history of Leroy. Became quite an ambassador for hunting and well-known with seminars and in the hunting industry. But what a crazy story. What a great time. Now, we're going to go back in time. This is our 20th year on air with Eye on the Outdoors, and we're going to go back in time. Each week now through this year, we're going to go back and find some old interviews and stories and things that we've aired. I've got some stuff on cassette tapes we're having converted. We're going through CDs, and we're going to bring some of those to you. This week, it's going to be our great friend, as I mentioned earlier, Jerry Bethjee. We're going to go back and talk about that, and he's coming up next. In the next segment with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you on the other side.